Mary Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say you stand. Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. What an honor. What an honor and what a privilege it is. Let me say it one more time to our Father in heaven. Father, hallelujah. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. As we begin this broadcast, Father, we just enter your gates with thanksgiving. Say thank you. We give you thanks in all things, Father. It don't matter the good, the bad, the ugly, the grace, the mercy, the shortcomings. In all things, we just want to say thank you, my Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for most important, for this, Lord. Thank you for loving us so much. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for loving each and every last one of us, Father, so much, Father. What a mighty God you are. Hallelujah. And I don't want to do we thank you, Father, but we say hallelujah. We don't just praise you, but we praise you in all things. Same thing, the good, the bad, the ugly. We just give you praise because you're worthy, Father. Because in the midst of it all, Father, you've already worked it out. You already got it mapped out. You already got it planned out, Lord. And your counsel will stand, Father. And Lord, thank you, Father, for revealing to us the plans that you have for us, my Father. And those plans are to prosper us, Lord, not to harm us. To give us, Father, hope in a future. You've already, Father, mapped out the plan for our life, Father. And in those plans for our life, Father, you've done great things, Lord. Many are the plans in our heart, but it is your purpose for our lives that will prevail, Father. Regardless to anything, Lord, your word is going to stand. So we enter your gates with thanksgiving, Father, and we come unto your courts with praise, Father God. And now, Lord, we come unto this broadcast as a group, our Father. All of us that are listening here, Father, we come to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the word of God. We come to you based upon your word, what your word say. For this purpose, Father, to return your word to you. For you said, Lord, that your word would not return unto you void, but it would accomplish that pleases you and that which you sent it to do. So, Father, we come before you, Lord, on this radio broadcast, Father, as a group, all of us together, to return your word to you, to say what you said. So that what you said, Father, in our lives, Father, would not return to you void, but it will accomplish in all our lives. Exactly what you said, Father. And not only that, Father, we want to come past this radio broadcast, Father, to the fellowship with you as a group, Father, of listeners, all the way behind the veil, Father, which is the most important part of all. And that's into a personal relationship with you. A personal relationship with you, Father. So my prayer is, Lord, that you draw each and every last one of us, Father, closer. Draw us nearer, Father. As you point unto us the golden scepter of righteousness, my Father. Draw us nearer, Father. Draw us closer, Father. Bring us, Father, Lord, into the reality, Father, of who we are, who we really are, and whose we are, Father God. And not only that, Father, we pray that you would fill us now, Lord, with the knowledge of your will, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding, so that, Father, we might know what this is all about, Father. What you are all about, what your word is all about, Father, and what your purpose and plan for our lives is all about. So now, Lord, we yield ourselves to the ministry of the Holy Spirit, Father, and we would ask that you would speak through these lips of clay. I humble myself under your mighty hands, Father. Less of me and more of you. In fact, Father, none of me and all of you, Father. As I yield myself now to the ministry of the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, you can have your way. Speak through these lips of clay to minister to our needs for this purpose, that it might draw us nearer to our Father in heaven. And Father, we'll make sure that we give you all of the credit, all of the glory, all the honor, and all of the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, so shall it be, and so shall it be. Praise the Lord, radio audience. Again, what an honor and what a privilege it is to be able to come into your homes and your automobiles and just to minister to you the kingdom ministry of God. I'm going to always say that because I just have one message from God. You know, the instructions, you know, that he gave us in his word, he said, hey, go and make disciples of all men and teach them what I taught you. That's all he taught me. He taught me all about the kingdom. There's a lot I have to still learn. But he taught me about the kingdom. And that's what I bring unto you, you know, the kingdom ministry of God to your life. And let me say something here. You know, the Bible says this. That's why it's important that reason why I keep saying that about this is the kingdom ministry of God to your life. Because there are many different ministries that God has for our lives. A lot of different gospels, but there's a specific one. If I could say it this way, it's like the main event. You know, on pay-per-view, you might have an event come on, and you know, and you might have a boxing event. You know, and in that boxing event, you know, you're going to have some preliminary bouts that are going to lead up to the main event. And then when the main event comes, man, you know, then after that, the people go home. But all those other bouts, and sometimes there'd be great bouts on the card, great fights, other fights, but that lead up to the main event. The people don't go home after the first preliminary bout, nor the second, nor the third. But after the main event, then they go. They leave. They go home. Well, this kingdom ministry of God to your life is the main event. Why you say that, Arthur? Because after that, the Bible says this, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a testimony to every nation. Then the end gonna come. As it is, baby, it's all over. Say that again. After that, it's all over. We go home. We finish. When? Not when pandemics and pestilence and trials and tribulation and calamities and hard times come up on the earth like what we're facing now. Not then. That's not the end. It helps set the stage for the end. But when this gospel of the kingdom is preached in all the world as a testimony. Not just preached, but as a witness. Listen, it's not just a good sermon and a good message. It's preached with demonstration and power. It's demonstrated. It's not just a message that we can proclaim. It got to be demonstrated. Kind of like Jesus did. He went about preaching and he said, hey, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. You know, that's spirit, soul, and body. And he didn't just preach that, man. You know, he healed the brokenhearted. He healed the brokenhearted. He was preaching, man, you know, a specific message, an end time message. And in that end time message that he was preaching, he not only was proclaiming it, man, he was demonstrating it. The people were getting healed. The people were getting delivered. The people were getting saved. The people, man, life was being transformed. It was being transformed, man, from a religious experience, man, with the Most High God, into a personal relationship with the Most High God. Can you imagine that? I'm going to say that again. Life was being transformed. It was being transformed from a religious experience into a personal relationship with the Most High God. Let me say something to you right now about the kingdom ministry of God and its purpose, you know. It, for as God is concerned, one of its main purposes is so that, man, you can come in past the gates of thanksgiving, past the courts of praise, past the sanctuary, past the holy place, past the church service, past all of that, past everything, all the way behind the veil into the very presence of the Most High God. You know what that's saying? You know, he want to have a personal relationship with you. He want to have a personal encounter with you. He wants you to know that you 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 know beyond any shadow of a doubt, boy, that, man, your Father in heaven loves you. And the only way, man, that can be revealed like that, man, you got to have a personal encounter. A personal encounter. I'm not talking about a church experience. I'm not talking about a good feelings. I'm not talking about being hyped up. I'm talking about a personal experience. That's only you and your Father. And, boy, let me tell you something. That's what he wants. He all right with the church service and our praise and our worship, but, man, that's the means to an end. What's the end, man? To come behind the veil into the presence of the Most High God. What's that, Arthur? That's the kingdom ministry of God to your life. Listen, everything is a means to one end, man. You know, and, man, God want to love you and hang out with you and fellowship with you and walk and talk with you in the cool of the day. That's how he started out, man, and that's how he going to end up. When he started out with Adam and Eve, man, he started out walking and talking with them in the cool of the day, unbroken fellowship. They wasn't church as we know it. There wasn't no stained glass windows. There wasn't no building. There wasn't no preachers. There wasn't no deacons. There wasn't no choirs. There wasn't none of that. And God said it was good. What he was doing, he was walking and talking with his family, man, the human race, man, in glory be to God. Unbroken fellowship. What was going on then, Arthur? You know, hey, boy, that was God set up his kingdom on the earth. What's God's kingdom? What God doing? God's way of doing things. What kingdom God set up on the earth, man? God set up on a kingdom up on the earth, man. And the kingdom that God set up on the earth, man, you are just like him. You created in his image and his likeness, glory to God. And, man, you function just like him. You walk like him. You talk like him. You live like him. You be like him because you are like him. Oh, it ain't manifested in our lives yet, man, but that's what... That's what he said when I said, I know the plans that I have for you. He already set the destination for your life. He set the destination for your life, man, in the beginning. He showed it to one prophet. He said this, man, in Isaiah 46, he told the prophet, hey, God's speaking. He said, fix this in your heart, man. And tell the people, man, fix this in their heart, what? That I'm God and ain't none like me. None like me. Got a whole bunch of religion and a whole bunch of everything else, but let me tell you something. I'm about to get excited. He said, tell the people, man, I'm God, and that's none like me. In fact, he said, I'll show you that it's none like me. I declare the end from the beginning, and my counsel shall stand, glory to God. What did he say? He said, I'm going to show you, man, hey, that it ain't none like me. I'm going to finish with your life first, and then I'm going to start. Glory to God. He said, and then on top of that, man, I'm going to show you the end in the beginning. I'm going to show you the finished product, man. In the beginning. I'm going to show you my kingdom in the beginning. What's your kingdom, God? And God said, Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, not the preacher, not no prophet, ain't had none of that then.
And God said,